Good morning. Open to 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. 1 Timothy 1, 15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." You may be seated. This week is the 501st anniversary of what's commonly known as the Protestant Reformation. You know, a lot of times we can get excited about the Reformation and talk about the men and all the wonderful things that they did, but the Reformation's not about men that did wonderful things. It's about a work that God did. And God will always preserve His church. So let us consider today the reformational works God is doing in our lives and hearts. So what was the Reformation about? I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Well, we could consider one of the symbols of the Reformation to signify the work that God did, and that was the symbol of a burning bush. And still a common symbol amongst many Reformed churches and Presbyterian churches worldwide. You know, God revealed Himself to Moses in the midst of a bush that was burning but was not consumed, right? As we read in Exodus 3, and this symbol, Calvin noted, depicted how the church, how God's covenant people, are continually subject to the fire of persecution. Yet in keeping with Christ's promise, it always keeps us from being consumed to ashes. The church is not sustained by its own strength, but by the presence of God in its midst. And this symbol serves as a reminder that God's with His people and ultimately sustains them through times of trial and joy, through His revealed word. And in that burning bush, what has happened when there's fire? What else is there? There's light, right? There's light in that bush. And so we can similarly remember the motto of the Reformation, post tenebris lux, a Latin phrase, which means after darkness light. After darkness light. Or maybe said another way, out of the darkness into the light. Referring to the rediscovery of biblical truth in a time of spiritual darkness. So just prior to the Reformation, unfortunately, many aspects of the light of the gospel had been obscured. And the Reformation of the Word was brought out of that darkness into the light. And it meant that recovering of the gospel. It meant bringing back into light the Word of God and the true gospel. And so it is today still. It was not just for then, 500 years ago. It still is today. That heresy and immorality constantly creeps in all around us. And ironically, many people this week will be celebrating darkness and death as we remember the light and life of the gospel. And for this reason, the church must always be seeking to keep the word in the light. Now, some people today, believe it or not, will say the Reformation was unnecessary. It was an unnecessary division in the church. It was just strivings about doctrine. It was kind of a big misunderstanding. People were fighting over unnecessary details. In fact, they would even appeal to Paul's words in Titus 3, where he said, "Avoid foolish disputes, genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law. Avoid it all." But we see the Apostle Paul, the same apostle, in Galatians chapter 2, when he strongly and boldly rose up and withstood Peter face to face to deal directly with the heresy that even Barnabas had been carried away with. Because this matter was about a different gospel. And the Reformation was not about a minor dispute, but rather a significant compromising of the true gospel of Jesus Christ, an altering of what brings saving truth through Christ. And for this, and just as Paul, we must stand strong in faith as God will preserve His word and His truth. And so by God's hand during the Reformation, by bringing the word and the light, people were no longer held in the bondage of suspicion and idolatry and superstition. They were no longer held in bondage by ignorance of what Christ had accomplished. They could at last see what Christ had accomplished openly. They were like the people that Isaiah described. "He who had walked in darkness have seen a great light." This is what the true gospel of Jesus Christ brings. Amen? Amen. This reminds us also of one of the rallying cries of the Reformation, sola scriptura, or scripture alone. And one of the other great works that God did during the Reformation was getting the gospel, getting the word, the truth, into the hands of the common people. It's what Wycliffe and Tyndale and Luther, in hiding under great persecution, did. They translated the word of God to get it into the hands, into the hearts, and the minds of everyone. And since the Bible had been obscured, it wasn't accessible. It was kind of masked by years of tradition, and it was elusive almost amongst the people. But in the Reformation, we see that rediscovery of the centrality of the Word of God. And so it was through translation, to access through the Word, to the preaching of the Word, the Scripture was put out front and center. Scripture was put out front and center. And when you put Scripture out front and center, you get a Reformation. That's what happens. That's what you get. May it be that in our lives as well. May we put this out in front, and may our hearts be reformed. It puts us face to face to our conformity with Christ, doesn't it? It's unavoidable when this is our lamp and our light. And as Paul said to young Timothy here in our passage, this gospel, this is why Christ came. There's no blood, there's no sin that the blood of Jesus cannot cover. This truth at the forefront of our lives, is that where it is? This victory, this triumph, are we walking in that victory, that freedom, and applying it to every aspect of our lives, right? The curtain has been torn. The Holy Spirit has been put in within us. Let us walk in that. This is the question for us today as we go into a time of confession. Is the Word of God front and center of your life, or is something else? Maybe something else that's good. Is the Reformation happening within your heart that brings the gospel to the light of everything, which is what we live by? Because the world, the flesh, and the devil are going to want to take this word and obscure it into darkness a little bit. Right? There's going to be better advice out there. We must keep the word in the forefront. Don't let it ever get covered or consumed by some other good thing out there. Let every decision, every job, every chore, every lesson of schoolwork, may the Word be at the forefront of it. May you do it for Jesus and for His glory. I want to end with just one thing that happened to me on Friday, because it was very personal to me. This is my 20th year reunion from graduating from the Air Force Academy. And on Friday, I had the opportunity to go back and tour the whole facility, see what's changed, what's new, what's different. And so I walked through the corridors of about 2,000 dorm rooms. And on the walls, the alcoves between the rooms, the students, the cadets, are allowed to sort of stencil in or paint quotes, inspirational quotes. You know, and they're pretty big. They fill up the whole wall so that the walls just aren't white. Now, these quotes, they're pretty enlightening. They're pretty inspirational. Maybe they're by President Eisenhower or by Benjamin Franklin, right? They're decent, good, maybe motivational advice, you could say. But I thought, as I walked down hall after hall after hall, what if the walls were covered with the words of Scripture? And that every morning when these cadets woke up and walked, they would walk by truth and truth and truth. What would that do? Because inspirational quotes are okay, but at the end of the day, they're man's wisdom. They're man's truth. They're wisdom that does not descend from above. And so, if that's what's in front of us each day, as we walk by the way, even like Peter, we can drift off to a different gospel. And so it is, we must keep the pure milk of the Word open in the light, front and center in every aspect of our lives every day. And open the door for the Spirit of God to usher in a reformation in our lives. Let's pray. Well, Father God, we come before you and we thank you that you have done a great work to preserve your church. And we remember that for perhaps the 501st time this week. that you sustain your church, you sustain the true gospel of Jesus Christ and those forces that are against it, God will be pressed away. Father, we pray today and we confess to you when we have not put this word, this truth, in the very forefront of our lives in every aspect. God, we pray today that man's words and man's wisdom would take a back seat to the works and words of you, and that your truth would be our true light and lamp unto our path. And Father, we ask that this would be indeed our testimony in our lives. It would be every aspect that is covered by your truth and known by it. Father, we bring this to you today, and we ask that you would have mercy and grace upon us, that we would, by the conviction of your Spirit, bring this word to the forefront. We would not pick up man's wisdom, but we'd pick up your truth and use that as our light. And we take a moment now to individually confess to you.